You're watching the top five. Moving on, Saudi Arabia says it plans to make a major shift in its dealings with the U.S. The Saudi intelligence chief says Riyadh's ties with Washington have been deteriorating for a while over several issues. A source close to Bandar bin Sultan says Riyadh's new stance is in protest at Washington's inaction over the war in Syria and the issue of Palestine. He's also voiced concern about the U.S. growing closer to Iran. Bandar bin Sultan also criticized Washington for failing to back his country when it deployed forces to crush the popular uprising in Bahrain. The source close to the Saudi prince has hinted that the planned change in policy would have wide-ranging consequences, including for arms purchases and oil sales. With us now live from Indiana, E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones, for being with us. We're hearing comments being made, or Saudi intelligence sources quoted as saying that this is very serious indeed. But then we heard U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking in live pictures today, and he was saying that I had a good talk with Faisal and we've resolved issues and this is not serious and our cooperation with Saudi Arabia is continuing. So do you think this is actually not very serious?
No, I think it is very serious. I think that what you're seeing is the crumbling of the alliance that has been behind the Takfiri in Syria. And this is going to have serious consequences for the negotiations in Geneva, because they simply, if the backers, if the puppeteers can't agree among themselves, then the factions on the ground won't be able to agree, and they won't be able to present a united front at the negotiations. And so this increases the power of the Assad regime.
So you said the alliance behind Takfiris or extremists in Syria, can you define for us what that alliance is about and how it's going to be crushed?
Well, I mean, one of the main backers of the Takfiri was none other than Prince Bandar. He was the guy who was providing the money to all of the unemployed people in the refugee camps, giving them AK-47s and cigarettes and $100 a month to fight there. But what you see here is, once that becomes apparent, then there's no, it's not a Syrian opposition. It's an outside mercenary force that's used to topple a regime. And this is part of Bandar and the United States campaign to attack Iran. Once Syria fell, the next stop was going to be Iran. But now what I think we saw happen in September is that the whole balance of power in the Middle East changed. When the United States decided not to attack. And we're going to publish a report in Culture Wars which is claiming that the United States actually did launch two cruise missiles, and that they were basically jammed by Russian GPS technology. Basically, they blocked the GPS signals and the Russians fell. And as a result, the movement of the Anglo-American empire toward the Eurasian landmass has been blocked by Russia. And there's a whole different ballgame. The tide of history is flowing in the other direction right now. So it was a monumental change in September, something like the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962.
But there is the question, Mr. Jones, of will Saudi Arabia be able to stand on its own, even with its own partners like Bahrain or Kuwait or the UAE, without the support of the United States?
No, I don't think so. I mean, basically, we're talking about a historical deal that took place right during the middle of World War II, when Franklin Roosevelt sailed to Saudi Arabia and said to them, basically, we will give you protection if you sell us your oil. And that was the alliance that was created during World War II. If the United States removes its protection from the Saudi monarchy, they will fall within a matter of a very short time.
Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine, with us there live from Indiana. Thank you very much.